And we're here with Grace Held, who just scored career goal number 100 tonight. First of all, what does that milestone mean to you for all your time here at Pellet Soccer?
It just feels amazing because it's something I had in mind as a freshman coming in, but I couldn't have done it by myself. I've been on great teams all 4 years, and my freshman, sophomore year, I learned a lot from the girls above me. And then moving into my junior and senior year, I was able to be a leader. And this offense has and defense has always been so cohesive as a unit, and that's the only way this was possible.
Well, and you have, like you mentioned, you've been around so many great players and teams. What's it been like growing with this program through the years, seeing all those players come through, but at the same time, you know, still trying to do what you do on the field and keep that consistency on offense?
Yeah. All 4 years, it's always the same mindset. We go out, we play hard for the whole game, and it's never really been about myself. We just let the game come to us, and if the shot's for me, then I'll take it. But I'm just as happy to see every other girl on the team score.
Well, and there was quite a few goals here tonight, and Oskaloosa early was really keying on you. You know, when teams are doing that to you, knowing that you're going to be oftentimes double-teamed or marked, how do you work through that? Because obviously, you know, you have other teammates to help you, but a lot of times they know you're going to be the focal point.
I just try to stay calm, and sometimes we'll switch me around and we'll make adjustments throughout the game. Every game presents its own challenges, and we just work through them possession by possession.
And then obviously this year's team, there's been a whole lot of transition, you know, not transition, but in the sense of from last year, you have so many players back, a lot of who were on the state team that lost last year. How motivating was this offseason? What were the things you were working on to get ready for this year to try and get back to state one last time?
This offseason was very motivating. We have our goals in mind, and we worked on them in the fall. And then in the winter, we were playing every weekend. And I think it shows from the beginning of the season, because there's no downtime or rusty period. We're ready to go from the first game of the season till the last game we play.
And what do you think it's going to take to have with the bigger goal in mind, what are the things that you need to do, and what is it going to take to get not only back to state, but to be up there and contend?
We're going to have to stay cohesive, play the same level of intensity all game, because in soccer it's easy to drop off for a few minutes, and you can't have that happen. So at practices and in games where it isn't as challenging, it's important to stay as intense as a state game would be.
Well, and you're going to have some opportunities coming up against teams that were at state last year. You start with DCG after Tulip Time, and then that following weekend you have Lewis Central here at home. Talk about that stretch and what you're trying to hope to get from that when you talk about that state-level intensity.
Yeah, so some of the girls on our team haven't played at state or at that high level, and these games, they're regular season games, but they have a state feel to them because they are state championship contending teams, and we're gonna have to come out and be ready to possess and play hard for the whole 80 minutes.
It's Grace Held. Congratulations.
Thank you.